4HKX, mobile.
4HKX, KB4CBA. What are you doing?
I'm on my way to work. What are you doing up this time of day?
Asking myself that question for for several hours, but I have worked pages of foreign countries here on FT8 gosh, I can't even think. Anyway, 40 meters.
Keeping it quiet so everybody else in the house can sleep.
My wife's in the other end of the house, and I closed the door, and it does seem to get a tad warmer in there, but the temperature's turned way down, and I turned the fan on. Of course, she likes the fan on. I don't, because it stops up my nose, and I have to breathe through my nose, so that's not a good combination. But anyway, I think I'm about done here. I was looking at some FT4 to see what was going on. There's not a whole lot going on.
Trouble sleeping, or do you plan to stay up that late?
Well, I went to bed at 8:30, and I've been having trouble since Monday with, I don't know what's wrong. It's like, we thought it was vertigo, and but we're really not sure because it clears up. I just have like double vision, but then it clears up and everything's fine. We went out to eat last night. You know, everything was fine. Got home, everything was fine. I came in here into the shack and did some, I don't know, FT8 on one of the bands, and I was going to check into the sideband head, and I let the time get away from me. And so I went back in there to watch TV with my wife, and I couldn't watch it. I could see fine with my reading glasses in here, but as soon as I took them off, it was like it started back up again, so I just went to bed.
Probably the best thing when something like that's going on is go lay down. That way you don't hurt yourself. But I hate you having those problems.
Me both. I mean, I went to a, we had a tennis game Tuesday night at 6, and it was so dang windy. I mean, it was ridiculous. I bet wind was blowing constantly, 40, 45 miles an hour. It was cold, and one of the guys didn't show up, and we just stood there and looked at each other and said, you know, this is stupid, let's just go home. So I went to the clinic, which was inside in the balloon, in the bubble, I mean, and I did the bubble, but I couldn't see the dang ball, and it was embarrassing.
Get it figured out, what's going on, and get you some help. That way you're not just wandering around trying to figure out what's going on. That's worse than anything to me.
Is this depressing? It's driving me absolutely nuts. And you know, I've got to get somebody to figure out. See, I don't know who to go to. I don't know if I should go to the eye doctor or go to my GP or my PCP. You know, I really think it's vertigo, but I'm just not sure. And so I need somebody to tell me what it is so we can, you know, get started on it, or it out, whatever you do with vertigo. I don't know. I don't think it's an eye problem. I really don't. Because I don't see how glasses is going to fix, and it's a temporary thing. It's really weird because, like, right now, I can take my reading glasses off and I'm fine.
Had that before she passed away there, and she was going to her general GP doctor to get whatever they do for it.
Okay, you're telling me the next thing I'm going to do is die? Is that what it is?
No, that's not what I'm telling you. She had other conditions that caused her to pass, but she had that along the way.
I hope you know I was just messing with you. Oh, mate. Well, aren't you out kind of early? And I mean, do you always go out this early?
On Thursdays, yes. This is my normal time.
Dave, ain't nothing normal about this time.
But I got to do some abnormal stuff to get the normal things done.
Are you doing the DMR thing tonight?
Yes, sir. It's going to be a long day.
We can have a stretcher or a wheelchair or something for you if you need it.
Pick you up on the wheelchair, Dave.
Barca lounger with some wheels on it. We can just roll you in and, you know, you can kick back and we'll hand you a microphone and you can just go at it.
By the time I get to that part of the day, I probably won't need nothing to sit down and fall asleep.
Oh, I hate to tell you, but there'll be plenty of us there to wake you up.
So, and I should be fine. Tomorrow I'm off, so I'll just rest. Recover then.
I'm glad you're gonna have a day off tomorrow, because everybody needs a day off, and at least one, if not the weekend.
My plan for the weekend. Got my wife's niece's birthday party to go to Saturday afternoon, so. That'll take most of the day. Not making plans to do a whole lot then.
Is your daughter's birthday party?
My wife. It's her niece.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to do two things at once here. I saw a guy out from Denmark on 30, and he's the only is on FT4, and he's the only one on there at 1528. And so I went back to him, and sure enough, he gave me a signal report, and I gave him mine. And so I was kind of surprised.
Dave, I'm getting into the black hole up here, and the repeater's starting to get scratchy already, so I'm going to say 7-3s. Hope you get you some rest, and look forward to talking to you this evening. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final 7-3s.
Hey, Patrick, well, I hope you do well today, and with your work, and they don't wear you out too bad, and if you need some help, bring stuff in or whatever, let me know. I'll be there about 5:30, so, and I can be there sooner if you need for me to be. But anyway, just thought I'd offer. But you have a good one, and we will see you tonight. What was it that he used to say? If the creek don't rise. But anyway, 73, KB4 CBA.